The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today's show is done with a heavy heart. Candace Owens really was one of the best conservatives out there, and I mean that seriously. She was a great debater. She was very emotional and passionate. She would tap into people's emotions in a way that I just don't think other conservatives could do. However, unfortunately, she's gone total woke, full right-wing crazy. I hate the Jews crazy. Candace Owens recently has been known as a staunch anti-war supporter. She didn't like when Trump struck Iran. She doesn't like the war in Ukraine. And frankly, she makes some really good points when it comes to foreign policy, even though I don't agree with her on everything. Unfortunately, guys, she has betrayed her whole fan base, her whole anti-war fan base. She came out. She said she was in favor. I'm not joking. She said she was in favor of having the U.S. directly involved in regime change in the Middle East. As always, guys, please like this video and subscribe to my channel so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. Here's Candace.
Who's the bigger terrorist is the question today. I would say, as an American, that if we're going to get behind a regime change, it should be in Israel first. So that would be my position. I think the position of a lot of people who are waking up to the fact that Zionism has brought us nothing but grief in America. Can you name one positive thing that Zionists have contributed to America?
Okay, but are you saying that America should never use any military action then?
No, I'm not saying America can never use any military action. In fact, what I said earlier was I could get behind a regime change in Israel.
Wow. So Candace Owens, let me get this straight. She has two rules for if you can invade and regime change a country. Her words, not mine. She said, who is the biggest terrorist threat? And she said, what have they done for us? Those two things, if they're in the negative side for a country, we can then be justified to send U.S. troops on the ground and regime change them. That's what she said. That's how she decides it. That sounds like pretty much every neocon that she and Tucker Carlson and the likes have been trying to oust for the last few years. That's exactly what it sounds like. I see there's no distinguishable characteristic between her and Bush when it comes to those things. Those are incredibly subjective things and very wishy-washy prerequisites for regime changing a country, which is very serious business. I am not in favor of regime changing pretty much ever. I really am not. It's not a good thing. Ironically, she's arguing to go further in Iran than Trump did. Because again, she's saying that if it's a big terrorist threat, and we can all debate on if Iran is, but assuming for a second that Iran is, then you can go in because they're a big terrorist threat, you can invade and regime change them. Something that Trump said that he was not willing to do, something that Netanyahu in Israel said he's not willing to do. So again, Candace Owens is more radical than the both of them. So that means that if we could establish that, say, Iran was a sponsor of terror, she would be in favor of going in with U.S. troops and creating a regime change. It's total hypocrisy. We all know that Candace Owens wouldn't want that. Like, I'm just going off of what she said, but I think internally we all know Candace Owens does not want that. So the question is, why did the rules suddenly shift? Why, when she was in this interview, did she suddenly change her tune on all of this? And the reason is very simple. It's because of Israel. Israel changes all the rules. She set those rules to justify it, but at the end of the day, you see every rule she applies to Israel and why she hates it could be applied to the other Middle Eastern countries easily. But she doesn't advocate invading those other countries, does she? And it's because she has no principles. She's not anti-war at all. And that faction of the Republican Party and that faction of conservatism is not anti-war. She and the people who agree with her are not anti-war. They are anti-Israel and they're pro-Muslim. It's very easy to see. This is why Candace Owens has supported radical Muslims like Tristan and Andrew Tate. And she's not the only one. A lot of people have. And frankly, I think it's hard to look at this without thinking that she's either had audience capture and, you know, taken on maybe Nick Fuentes's audience and she just can't escape from that because she wants to make money, or she's being paid off by someone else. I just don't know how you see what she's doing and not jump to one of those two conclusions. Here's a tweet from 2018 to show you what I mean. This is what she posted out. This is in response to someone talking about AOC. Someone tweeted out, "Socialist AOC attacks Israel, calls them the occupiers of Palestine." And Candace Owens responds saying, "Ha ha ha, OMG, Ocasio-2018 thinks Palestine is a country that is being occupied. I cannot stop laughing. Turns out it's not just economics that she doesn't comprehend." What happened? I read that tweet, I think, what the heck happened with Candace Owens? Honestly, we used to have dunking on AOC, on her economics, and on her foreign policy, Candace Owens, and we didn't have the Jews bad Candace Owens. And here's the reason why I'm talking about this, guys. I look at everyone short of like Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes, I look at everyone on the conservative side as an ally to a certain degree. Most conservatives I disagree with here or there. Of course, we all do. But we're all on the same team at the end of the day. We want to fight the social Marxism in our country. We want to fight the war in the world. We want to fight, and when I say that, I mean we want to end wars. We want economic prosperity, basic things. And so we're allies in that. And I want to say that that's true for Candace as well, but she is stepping over the line. And what do I mean by that? In the same interview, Candace Owens says that she hates Donald Trump now and wishes she never supported him and never helped him get support. Take a look.
Are you done with Donald Trump, or could you see a way that you would end up perhaps voting for him? Oh, yeah, he can't run again, obviously, but would you support him publicly again?
So I want to be clear. I don't regret voting for Donald Trump above Kamala. I think he was the better candidate, certainly a better candidate above Joe Biden. But what I will say is that he's been a chronic disappointment. And I feel embarrassed that I told people to go vote for him because this wasn't going to happen and it is happening.
She hates Donald Trump for doing less than what she proposes to do to Israel. Think about that for a second. She has no principles now. Come back to reality, Candace. Please stop being a crazy person. The left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some crazy stories, things I can't talk about on YouTube because they won't let me, but it's there in the book. It's only $9.99 on Amazon right now. You can go check it out. The link is in the description below. The Candace Owens craziness continues, everyone. She has fallen off hard. It is very sad to see because I was once a huge fan of her. Watch this video. This is of Candace Owens from her show this week as she talks about how the president of France won't negotiate with Putin and Zelensky and Trump because of Owens saying mean things about his wife.
What I was told from somebody that's pretty high up at the White House is that Emmanuel Macron is holding up negotiations to end the Russian and Ukrainian war unless you stop speaking about his wife. And I'm just going, what? What are you saying? What are we even speaking about? What do you mean negotiations between Russia and Ukraine? I'm just like, you know, looking into a story at my house. I've got a very small team here. And you're telling me that somehow negotiations are being held up and it needs to be communicated to me. They got to stop talking about Brigitte. What are we saying? And then I'm asking myself in my mind, because I hang up this phone and I am in true shock. Did Emmanuel Macron pretend to fly into D.C. under the guise of negotiations, the Russia-Ukraine war, and then instruct someone on his entourage to have an off-the-books discussion, a little meeting on the side, maybe somebody, again, like a Susie Wiles, where he made his truer demands? Like, hey, this is for the pictures. Me and Trump, we're talking about you. We're going to get it done. And then what really goes on behind the scenes is like, we're not doing anything until that little podcaster, Candace, agrees to shut her mouth. What? This is crazy. This is absolutely insane, okay?
Yes, it is crazy, Candace, because it didn't happen. I am willing to bet money that Emmanuel Macron does not know who Candace Owens is. I don't think he knows. I don't think he cares. Candace is saying that Emmanuel Macron, again, the president of France, or the prime minister, flew to DC as a guise to look like he was negotiating in an effort to get Candace Owens to stop talking about his wife. And if she did stop talking about his wife, then he'd help Ukraine out. She's gone completely mad. I just don't know how you look at this and think that she is with it anymore. This just isn't the Candace Owens we all knew and loved. I don't know if the fame has gotten to her head or she has people lying to her so that they can get on her good side. That happens a lot in politics, especially people do it a lot to Donald Trump. Either way, though, it seems to me that she's not very trustworthy because she talks as if she rules the world, while in fact, her opinions are less relevant than ever. I love interacting with you guys. That's why I've created my new Substack. It's a weekly newsletter that goes out to your email. It's completely free. I also am able to interact with you personally there, do Q&A, bounce, you know, political ideas off each other. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so that other great patriots will see it. And tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.